When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back. Appreciate you guys listening. It's Donna and Steve with DJ Rock Lobster.
Clomp, clomp, clomp.
Clomp, clomp, Rocco.
I probably still have some Rock Lobster in my beard.
In his beard.
Actually, I showered, so there probably isn't. But.
I really want for Steve to listen to the entire song Rock Lobster.
Why not?
Steve, will you do that for me?
When? I'm jammed today. It's like I have a dentist appointment, a walk-in booster, and a call scheduled for 6 p.m.
Maybe on your way to the dentist appointment.
Okay, wow.
It is a bit of a long song. The single version is almost 5 minutes. The regular version is 6.5 minutes.
You got to listen to the whole song.
Yeah.
And then listen to Quiche Lorraine. That's a good one.
Okay, I don't know if I know that one.
Rocco, shame on you. You have to have that album.
Oh, good. I know. I do now.
I think it's called High Fidelity.
Okay, I'll look it up. Hey, Steve, somebody did call and said the CVS, you know, down the street from Hubbard Broadcasting at University of Snelling, takes walk-ins 9 to 5, and the woman said she went in there and got one.
Had she got a boosty. Boost me up, baby.
Yeah.
I'd love to get boosted today. That'd be sweet. I hope that it happens. I do have a fact about scallops. Somebody on Twitter reached out. We were talking about the little baby scallops. We got bay scallops, which are much smaller than sea scallops.
Yeah, they're more like oyster size.
They're like truly the bag of marshmallows, the little ones that you put in your hot cocoa.
Yeah.
That's what they are. That might have been what they were, just in butter.
I'm just kind of grossed out by talking about this.
She said she looked into how many eyes scallops have decided to never eat them again.
Oh, whoa, God.
A bay scallop, which is what we had, on each of those little tiny mini marshmallow creatures have between 30 and 40 eyes.
Why do they need so many eyes?
To see people, coming
at them to eat them. Well, apparently it's not helping.
Mm-mm.
Why do they need so many? Why does she know that?
The sea, Donna. The sea. I looked it up too. I fact-checked her. It's the sea. The sea is a dangerous place. You should thank your lucky stars, Donna, that you live on land.
I do thank my lucky stars. Thank you. It's one of the many things I'm grateful for.
Speaking of lucky stars, that kind of reminds me of like the Lucky Charm stars, kind of like the little scallopinos that we had. Same thing.
Really look up how many eyes.
Yes. And then I did a follow-up search, which was, and this is probably my own bias, I was leading the witness, why are bay scallops so small? And then I Googled, why was I so disappointed?
Like a good scallop is so delish.
A good full-size miniature hockey puck scallop is one of the best things. And when it's cooked well, not well done, when it's cooked properly, it is so divine.
Have you ever cooked them at home?
One time.
They're really easy.
Yeah, really easy. It takes like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You can get scallops at Costco.
Yes,
I bet you can get them at other places.
Yes.
I just learned something that's probably going to bring down the whole.
Oh, great.
Bit.
Well,
Rock Lobsters.
Oh, no. Are beaten to death on rocks.
No, here's the thing. They do not have large edible claws like a Maine lobster.
Clomp, clomp.
They only have tiny claws with no meat.
Clip, clip, clip.
Yeah, we have to change everything.
Change the sound. Wait, say it again. God. They have tiny claws.
They have
claws
tiny claws with no edible meat.
That's no meat in there.
That's why yesterday when I had the rock lobster, it was just the tail. It's got a nice tail, if you know what I'm saying. But just tiny claws with no edible meat. So it's more like a clip, 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 clip,
clip, clip. Steve, if you don't listen to Rock Lobster today, I'm going to be really disappointed.
I feel so emotional now about everything in hindsight. It's like we found out the wrong stuff today, and it's retroactively coloring in our experience yesterday, which otherwise was nice. And again, the lobster bisque, we don't have to protect Red Lobster. We gave them 8,000 free commercials, all right? The scallops are for the birds. the lobster bisque soup was to die for. The crab cakes, I wish someone was at the other end of the table just saying, open up, Steve, and then frisbeeing them into my mouth. They were so good.
We had the seafood stuffing.
That mushroom thing that you gave us?
Mushrooms, yeah.
Yes. Rocco, did you try that?
Yeah.
My boss didn't have any, though. Oh. He said they were too earthy.
Oh.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I guess we should have waited.
We probably should have dressed up, too, because he was in a suit.
I wore a sport coat over my 70s nautical shirt.
Yes. Dan was dressed up. Rocco looked like he was wearing a costume, and the rest of us were more shabby chic, you know?
Yeah, it was like someone told Rocco that it was like a costume party.
Yeah, don't forget it's a theme tonight at Red Lobster.
I like to dress the part. I feel like Red Lobster was big in the 70s, and so was the shirt I wore.
Oh, how about this, by the way, about Red Lobster? They do have a tank of lobsters in the front.
Yeah, I did not expect that, and did we know if the waitress went and grabbed one?
I don't know. Could we have chosen?
Was there a scallopini tank?
I have no idea. What is happening?
Were they just reached? They reached like a small fish aquarium net in and gathered 8,000 of them and said, "Here, put these in this hot, dirty water."
I think they're for show.
I wonder what they do.
Again, by and large, we thought Red Lobster was fantastic. So many great options on the menu. We ordered wrong. We didn't know what we were getting.
I ordered right.
You ordered right. The Brussels sprouts were great. I heard they were going to be great, and they were. Mm. I liked my coleslaw, too. Mm.
The boss told us to go big. He said the words, hey, go big.
But that was right after he told us a cautionary tale about a previous employee who went full tilt, knowing that he wasn't having to pay for it.
But he tells the boss as if he's... Dan's not the boss. You know, he's oh, yeah, I just ordered this because it's the most expensive thing on the menu.
Yeah, I'm not paying.
And he's like, hey, who do you think you're talking to? I'm the one paying.
Yeah, that was
silly. That was weird. Anyway. All right, well, this was fun. I'm going
to
get going.
Did you want to talk about anything that was on the grid, or are we good?
Steve, did you want to talk about Ben Affleck?
No. Well, you know, okay, fine. It's quick. I'll just tell you this. You know what? Yeah, we don't have enough time for Rita Moreno. You know what? No. Rocco, you got Rita Moreno up?
I do. All right, I like to say
you
Moreno.
You say Moreno, huh?
I like to say Moreno.
It's Moreno.
Yeah. Moreno?
Yeah.
You know.
Rita Moreno.
Rita was on The View yesterday and then told this fun throwback Hollywood story about a time that she was dating Marlon Brando, realized she was getting two-timed, and then another big star came into frame and she was able to sort of use him to get back at Brando. Listen to this.
I found lingerie in his house. Of course, I was heartbroken and I went home in tears. And the very next day, and I was angry too, the phone rings and I say hello and I hear a voice say, this is Connell Parker. My client is Elvis Presley.
Oh!
And Elvis spotted you at the 20th Century Fox commissary, and he liked what he saw. And he would like very much to meet you. Would you like to meet him? And I thought of those panties, and I said, yes, I would. Even without social media, I dated him several times. Uh-huh. He was sweet but boring.
Oh, really?
He was sweet, but he was a country boy. I mean, this is Marlon Brando.
Brando wasn't boring.
So anyway, when he found out, and it didn't take long, interestingly, without social media, he started to throw chairs.
Really?
He was so angry. Yeah, it was wonderful.
It was wonderful. She is hot.
She's 90. She's about to turn 90.
She is?
Yes.
She is stunning.
And she's in the upcoming West Side Story.
Oh, my God.
Which everybody seems to be loving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. She's 90?
That's what I read.
Okay. I'm going to go now.
Donna, what kind of studies do we have next?
Oh, thanks for asking. Okay, well, we have a study. You know, we're talking about life and age, and I came across a study about the age when the pace of life will finally slow down for you. Rocco, it's too late for you. Okay. Steve, I got news for you when we come right back on My Talk. We're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Hey, Steve.
Hey, you know, Donna, we're excited because tomorrow we're going out. We're going to be at Twin Cities Closet Company in Mound for the Santa stop. And then let's look ahead to next week. We'll be out again December 8th. That's next Wednesday. The Donna and Steve Show at Dean's Home Services in Minneapolis. And at both of these stops, by the way, tomorrow when we're at Twin Cities Closet Company in Mound from 9 to noon, would love to see you. You could bring out a toy or a gift, and then we'll make sure that it gets to our friends at the Ronald McDonald House in time for the holidays. Same situation next Wednesday, December 8th, when we are at Dean's Home Services. Would love to see you at one of these Santa stops. More details, full broadcast schedule at mytalk1071.com. Keyword Santa.
I love it.
Studies have shown that
several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Steve, you're a super busy Rip. Guy normally. Yeah,
used to be.
Right?
Used to be, yeah.
Yeah, now you're not. Now you've got some free time.
No, filling my day up with appointments.
Yeah, it's great. I always wondered how people with 9-to-5 jobs get anything done.
You know, here's how I think they do. It depends on the kind of job that you have. Because some jobs, if you're Pam in accounting, you could say, hey, I got to take a long lunch. I've got a dentist appointment today. And they'll be like, whatever, Pam, just come back and account when you get here.
Okay.
I always found it a little tricky because There were deadlines in the morning, there were deadlines in the afternoon, so it was difficult to say, hey, I have to run here when you don't know how long the appointment's going to go, but it was my own fault.
Right.
I could have done it on the weekends. I could have taken a personal day.
Sure.
For my health.
Right.
No skin cancer, though. That's what I found out yesterday.
Good,
I was excited
good job.
About. Thanks.
That's great, Steve. I just never knew. Like, sometimes when I get a call from a contractor or someone, I'm like, who calls people during the workday? Like, I get irritated, you know, if anyone calls me before 1 o'clock.
You're freed up. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, what? Dude, people work. You don't call people.
Yeah. That's a twisted way of thinking.
I've just never had a real 9-to-5 job.
Right. You've been in radio so long, and there are just all sorts of weird schedules there. So, yeah, you've never been that person walking in at 9, leaving at 5, and then just a predictable day.
Right.
Every day. Yeah, there are pros and cons to it.
Yes, there are. I'm very grateful, by the way. Thanks. Okay, so if you hit the ground running after high school or after college and got married and then had kids, sounding familiar?
Been there.
Maybe you wonder, when will life finally slow down?
Yeah. Yes, queen.
Well, it might be sooner than you think.
Mm.
Not soon enough.
Mm.
The average person expects the pace of life to slow down at the age of
50.
43. Yeah, so you're almost there.
5 years, and I'll feel like I got a grip on this thing called life?
Yes. The survey also found that the average adult gets just 7.5 hours to themselves every week.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right. That does sound right.
And that means, like, if you're not doing any work or any chores or, you know, helping the kids with their homework.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have slowed down already said their life is roughly 53% better than before. 39% of people admit to feeling envious of those who live life at a slower pace.
I heard guys say, yeah, and you know, and there's pros and cons to each lifestyle, right?
Yes.
You know? I heard guys say this morning, I was hanging out in a local locker room, and I heard these guys talking about retirement. One of the guys said, but yeah, you're too young to retire, right? You got to keep the brain moving and all that.
Yeah.
Then they had a brief discussion about retirement, but I thought, I wanted to jump in, but I'm really
not. You didn't know these people.
No, and I'm not talkative in
the gym.
At the gym. I'm just like my most reclusive self there. So, but I thought, no. You can retire whenever. Like, whenever you want to retire is great. But it depends on how you define retirement. Retirement, I think, is working on your own terms.
Okay.
And deciding what you want to do and when you want to do it, and then connecting with the people who say, yep, we want to do it that way, the way that you just told us.
Oh,
we'll make that work. So that might mean that you're working 10 hours or 20 hours a week or 1 week a month. But, you know, some people, I think, poo-poo retirement. Like, we got to keep going. You got to keep producing. There are other ways to produce where you don't have to answer to a boss.
Right.
Or deal with any level of bull du key.
Right. I do feel kind of bad for people who, let's say, own their own business.
Queen.
Because you think that that's giving you freedom. Really. Anybody I know who owns their own business works around the clock. Now you're responsible for your livelihood, you know, and your insurance and your everything.
But I do, I totally hear that. You're right. There is, this would be an interesting round table of people who work for the man, so to speak, and people who are entrepreneurs, because I think a lot of entrepreneurs, they leave their job, their quote unquote 9 to 5. They end up working much longer hours. They're working weekends. The living room is now a factory.
Yep.
But they seem to have something. This, at least on the surface, maybe they're lying, but they seem to have a sort of fulfillment in that I'll put in the extra work if I'm doing it for me on my terms, for the thing that I want to create that I think is going to be beneficial to people. Whereas you would sooner say, just work for the man, find it steady, and keep the pressure.
Keep it predictable.
Relegated.
Yeah, because I go on vacation with these people and they're working. Mm. They're constantly thinking about work or, you know, on the phone with their workers or texting or, you know, got to go check something on the computer. Constant.
Yeah.
I say work for the man.
Donna's going to hold a rally.
Work for the man. So.
We must stop entrepreneurs.
Totally. Anyway, I'm going to go now.
No, stick around.
All right, I will.
We're going to do some Throwback Thursday music trivia.
Please don't make it Christmas related.
Honest to goodness, you're starting to hurt my heart a little bit here.
I'm sorry.
You don't watch Christmas movies. You don't like Christmas music. I think our Decembers are different. I get it. If it's striking back, I just want to slowly lure you away from deadline. And just say, if you tried the Santa Claus, it might leave you feeling a little bit better than 48 hours.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'll try it. Next week.
Whatever. Throwback Thursday music trivia. Donna's in the hot seat. You can play too. It's next on My Talk.
Hello. We're back. It's the final stretch of the Donna and Steve experience. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Hey, man. That was real fun today.
We had a good time. We did Throwback Thursday music trivia. It was good as always. We did the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. We talked movies. We talked music. We talked entertainment. We talked life. We hope that you joined in on the conversation. Don't forget, you can always listen to us on the app. People love the app. Big fans of
the app. I listen to the app every single morning. That's how I listen to Jason and Alexis as I'm getting ready.
Yeah, it's how my parents listen from when they're on the road. They listen all the way from Pennsylvania
as
well.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's how we have people listening all around the world. So don't forget that you can join the party whenever, wherever you happen to be.
Thanks, there's going to be a kind of a giveaway starting next week, I think.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Good. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then Rocco, we get to do some fun stuff right after the show today.
Oh, that's right. Got to do an ad for Livia. That'll be fun.
I'm pumped, bro. I'll be here. You'll
and,
be there.
And maybe I'll make you say happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bloody hell. Hey, check out our listener rewards in the app, by the way, here in the month of December.
Are you talking about robots?
You can enter to win tickets to an advanced movie screening of Being the Ricardos, plus tickets to the Holiday Boutique or Dancing with the Stars Live. Everything up for grabs in Listener Rewards can be found on the app, you idiots. So download it.
Sorry. Yeah, too much.
Sorry. They said to push it.
When is Being the Ricardos coming out?
We don't have to answer that.
Answer it.
I think it's coming out this week.
December 10th, next week.
That's next week. That's next Friday.
Oh, this is an Aaron Sorkin directed.
Oh, that means it's going to be, I do love an Aaron Sorkin script. A lot of people have mixed feelings about Aaron Sorkin and his scripts.
Why? He's a little long.
Too neat. They're long, but tight also in that there's hardly a breath, right? It's always just bang, bang, bang. Similar to the pacing of Gilmore Girls. Very pop, 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 pop. You never watched Gilmore Girls.
I didn't. And I watched one episode because I wanted to know what it was about. Mm-hmm. So there's like some rich person.
Maybe. If you're talking about Lorelai's father.
I think there was a woman.
Yeah, and her mother.
And her mother.
Yeah.
And they lived in a very ritzy-looking house.
Yes. And but then, if this is your takeaway of what you think Gilmore Girls is, you may have stopped watching too soon.
Okay.
8 out of 10 people who have watched Gilmore Girls before right now are screaming at their car saying, you need to watch it. It's so cozy. It will heal your broken soul.
Okay.
Their words, not mine. Yesterday, I was at the dermatologist. Getting my skin checked. Rocco, have you ever had your skin checked for skin cancer?
There's melanoma in my family, so I try to go once a year.
Yeah, that's really, really great. It's really important to do. So I was there for the first time in my life. I really should have already been there, especially as fair-skinned and freckled as I am. So I finally went, and I go there, and I said, you know, it's funny. I've known I was supposed to do this for so long. This is my first time ever doing it. And I said, you know, a guy I used to work with at Channel 5, Dave Dahl, had skin cancer and caught it a few years ago and got ahead of it. But he then started telling people, you need to do this. And that was the first time that I really started thinking like, oh, I should do this. I should be scheduling this. Now I still drag my feet for a few more years. But I was thinking of Dave Dahl as I was scheduling it. Anyway, I mentioned that. And he said, I remember when he did that because we had a big influx of people who scheduled an appointment because he used that platform to tell people that they should go
That's
and get
great.
Checked.
That's and
it made
really
me think
great.
Of the Katie Couric book.
Yeah.
The Couric effect.
Yeah.
After she got a colonoscopy live on the Today Show, they saw a 20% increase in people scheduling colonoscopies.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And a great reminder. I have to schedule mine again.
Yes. Get yours. How are you doing on your mammogram?
Good. Scheduled.
Good.
Couple weeks.
This is great.
Thanks, Steve. I've never missed a mammogram.
That's, wow, Donna, that's really
so
impressive.
So at 39, I got a baseline mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've gone every year since then.
Wow.
And I want people to know also, it's nothing to be afraid of. It's not painful or anything. I'm literally, Steve, in and out of a mammogram appointment from my car, parking my car, till pulling out of the parking lot, leaving.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
18 minutes max.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's so quick. So quick.
Well, and the skin check was really quick, too. Like, the part that took the longest, probably, I just had to, like, fill out the iPad stuff, you know, and you do the digital sheet of here's who I am. Here's who I am. I'm a new customer. But when I got in there, I was given, it's funny, you think about these appointments that you know you need to get, and there's a little part of you that's like, what if something is wrong? Well, A, catch the darn thing and catch it as early as possible.
Right.
That's what we want to do. It's the name of the game. But instead of the worry, I was immediately like greeted by this peace of mind as he was very casual and like, oh, yeah. And I said, look at this freckle. Look at this. I got this thing on my lip. This is happening on my nose. Look all over my... And he's like, oh, yeah, that's this. This is that. That's good. This is what this is. If you want, I can give you something that'll help with that. But that's not threatening to you in any way. Just really calm and reassuring to the point where if there was something that they found or ever do find that would be cancerous that they needed to take out, I would feel like I'm in sure hands here of someone who's like, this is okay. Let's stay on top.
Yeah.
Come back and see me every year. Let's stay on top of this.
Have you ever gotten anything snipped?
No, I've never had anything lanced.
I've had so many things over the years. So many.
No.
Yeah, just to get it checked.
But I do have a big freckle on my lip.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I feel like that's gotten a little bigger. I feel like it's gotten a little darker. And then so I have long drives into work sometimes. And I'm thinking, so that'll be the cancer that I die of. And he was like, oh, yeah, and that's okay if it changes shape. And if it's gotten a little bit darker, that's okay. That's because it's this sort of a freckle here. It's actually a sign of sun damage that you've had. Mm. And it will get darker, just like freckles get darker in the summer. And so if you see it sort of come and go, that's an okay thing. It's normal. Point is, he said, unless it bothers you, we'll just leave it there. And I said, it doesn't bother me. It is me.
Mm.
I am me.
Now I really am getting paranoid that I have to go get checked.
You did mention psoriasis, too. I was like, boy, I know a lady.
What did he say?
Nothing about mine, but there were the words. Oh, no, no. Psoriasis came up on the thing of, do you have any of these ailments? And I passed over psoriasis, and I thought, oh, boy, Donna's going to have to check that box.
Yeah.
He'll give you a cream for it.
Mm, yeah.
I got a guy.
It's very expensive.
I got a guy.
All right, well... Good for you, Steve.
Get your scans.
You're putting out good messages.
And guys, I'm taking Brown Tooth to the dentist today.
Awesome.
First tooth cleaning and teeth cleaning in about 4 years.
Oh, you're going to feel like a brand new man.
Yeah,
yes,
girl.
Yes.
Especially with this beard. Oh, bye.
All right. Well, Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. I think I'm going to join them for some blind items.
That's fun.
Coming up in about a half an hour from now. So we'll see you back here tomorrow.
We'll be out at Twin Cities Claws Company
in Maryland.
Come see us. Bye.